Numbers. Chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in its tents according to its tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his oracle, and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said. He has said, who heard the words of God, who saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, and your tabernacles, O Israel! As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the river's side, as aloes which the Lord has planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt, he has as it were the strength of the wild ox, he shall eat up the nations his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. He crouched, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he struck his hands together, and Balak said unto Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and, behold, you have altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee to your place, I thought to promote you unto great honor, but, lo, the Lord has kept you back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balak, Spoke I not also to your messengers whom you sent unto me, saying, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord, to do either good or bad of my own mind, but what the Lord says, that will I speak. And now, behold, I go unto my people, come therefore, and I will advise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. And he took up his oracle, and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said. He has said, who heard the words of God, and knew the knowledge of the Most High, who saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now, I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall crush the forehead of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remains of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his oracle, and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on the Kenites, and took up his oracle, and said, Strong is your dwelling place, and you put your nest in a rack. Nevertheless the Kenites shall be wasted, until Asher shall carry you away captive. And he took up his oracle, and said, Alas, who shall live when God does this? And ships shall come from the coast of Kittim, and shall afflict Asher, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up, and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way.